Well, we're going to talk now to the Illawarra Hawks centre, who's been in Melbourne for the annual NBL Awards, I think he did pretty well. Rodney Clark, good morning.
Good morning.
You won an award last night?
Yeah, yes, I did.
What was that for?
It was the Sixth Man of the Year award.
Ah, fantastic, mate. It's been a good year for you guys, and it's not over yet in the season. There's still a chance you'll be there at the end fighting hard.
Yeah, it's been a great season so far. You know, it's been a crazy year with the teams being so close, but we feel fortunate to come out as one of the top four, and hopefully we can make a run and try to make a run at the championship.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Adelaide. They've been good all year, but so to you guys who always tend to punch above your weight, Rodney.
Yeah, Adelaide's a great team. Obviously, there's a reason they came in first and won the ladder for regular season, but you know, I think we match up pretty well. I think, it's any team can beat any team on any given night, no matter who they are and where they play. So I like our chances going in with the momentum.
It's been, a nice turnaround from last year. Obviously, a settled squad. And despite you coming off the bench, your stats have been amazing.
Yeah, I just, coach tries to, you know, we got a couple guys that start in front of me with a defensive mindset, and I just kind of come in and provide a spark offensively and just do what I can to help the team win, and that's what it's all about, is winning. So I just try to fill my spot and fill my role and do what I can.
We've got to the playoffs now, Rodney. Is it a matter of a line in the sand moment, and, you know, it's a brand-new competition from here on in?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, really nothing that we did or that any other team did before this point really matters. So, you know, you go in with a 0-0 record and you try to win two games in the first semis and get to the grand final, and it's a 5-game series. So, I mean, just trying to win 5 games and that can get you a championship.
Yeah. Look, is it a little bit sweet for you guys? Are there many jokes at training? Because, you know, when you think the Sydney Kings stole your best player from last year, one of the great players of the league, from you guys, and the fact is they've missed the playoffs and you guys have made it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's crazy how things work out. I mean, we had two really good players last year on the team, and Kirk Penny and Kevin Lish, and, you know, it just shows how good the league is. They both missed out on the playoffs this year, but, you know, it shows that the league is made up of who's going to make the playoffs is going to be a full-rounded, balanced team. And I think the four teams that are left standing are a really well-balanced team.
And, Rodney, the NBL as a whole, mate, how do you think the competition is tracking from year to year?
I think it's, you know, I was in the league 3 years ago, and each year it's gotten better and better, and I think that's going to continue. You know, going to the award ceremony last night and hearing everything they plan on doing with the league and their future plans, I think it's just going to continue to rise and get better, and it's going to be fun to watch the next couple of years.
Mate, just on the other matchup, it's going to be Cairns up against the Perth side, and it's quite phenomenal to think Perth have made the finals 31 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, it's a credit to them, and obviously just, you know, continuing being consistent and getting to the finals. So it's a testament to them. 31 years is insane. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around that, but, that's four years older than I am, so. That's just crazy to think, but it's a testament to them. Hopefully, we'll see if we can get past Adelaide and see if we can get them in the grand final.
Yeah, well, it just shows how strong their system is over there as well, as you guys have certainly done a good job. Mate, always gets me the home and away record. I mean, playing at home, a basketball court's a basketball court, but it is an enormous advantage to be at home, but you're going to have to travel away for the first game against Adelaide.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be tough. I mean, especially in a place like Adelaide that they play really well, and they feed off their crowd. And I think that's just the advantage of being at home. If you feed off the energy from your crowd, and, you know, it'd be huge if we could go in there and get that first game and then go back home to our home court advantage and our fans, which I hear is probably going to be a sellout. So it could be a really good thing if we could get that first game. But it's tough to win on the road, and that's why you got to be a great team to do it.
Rodney, we thank you for your time, mate. Well done on the season, and well done on your best Sixth Man award last night, mate. Finish it off.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.